Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Pride Feeds the Flesh While Humility Feeds the Soul. The flesh can dominate the soul. There are two parts to us, the flesh and the soul. For most, the flesh is the dominant factor in our lives until we die. The flesh wants nothing to do with the soul. It wants nothing to do with God. It only wants what the world has to offer. The flesh is corrupt, and it will always be corrupt until its last breath. This is what the deadly sin of pride is. Self, ego, I, me, and myself. Pride is the main one of the seven deadly sins. The soul wants eternal life with God. It wants everything that God has to offer. It wants to be humble. It wants to do good. Be loving towards others. And it wants no glory. It wants to do God's will, in which in turn will help bring not only glory to God, but help steer others towards God so that they may find true peace and happiness with God. The flesh wants what the world has to offer, whether it is pleasure, materialism, self-indulgence, lust, vanity, and so on. Pride also brings about negative traits and problems such as hate, anger, resentments, jealousy, greed, gluttony, envy, fornication, addiction, debt, and many others. Pride will always be in the pursuit of happiness. Humility is totally the opposite. Humility brings a person kindness, love, joy, true happiness, peace, goodness, self-control, trustfulness, and freedom from the bondages of the world. The world can only offer temporary happiness, and this causes the flesh to be in constant search of happiness. This happiness that it seeks is always attached to something, and that something captures us and holds us until the happiness wears off. Then we're off again, seeking happiness in something else. There is a low side to pride and also a high side to pride, and what lies in the middle is humility. The middle is the best place to be. It is also known as equanimity. It is the place of total peacefulness and freedom from the bondages of the world. When one reaches this place, they have no care about materialism. They are not concerned about what they are going to eat. They only want to keep things as simple as possible. When one is humble, they do not seek honor. They pass the glory on to God and thank him for giving them the opportunity to help their fellow man. When they do something good, they try to attract as little attention as possible. They are usually quiet and refrain from idle chit-chat and laughter. They do not place themselves above others. They are patient, respectful to authority, and constantly watchful of trying not to do wrong. There is a difference between walking in the flesh and walking in the spirit. When one is in the flesh, they don't see spiritual things. They see worldly things. They think they are good because they can't see or understand what they are doing wrong. The flesh deceives itself in such a way that the things that it does seem seems normal to itself because it is a standard among the world. The bodily senses play a major role in the corruption of the flesh. The senses are always looking to be pleased, whether it comes from the taste of foods or things that are pleasing to the eyes, which can generate lust. The senses have their way of keeping man disconnected from God through the use of distractions. When a person is walking in the Spirit, they don't care about things like the taste of food or spending a lot of time preparing food, listening to music. They do find God in silence. They are not distracted by smells like food cooking or perfumes. They actually find perfume repulsive. Jewelry, clothing, hairdos, makeup, materialism, paintings, things that make the body feel good, and so on. They really don't like wasting time with things that please the flesh. They will, most of the time, put others' needs first before their own. The more you live by the flesh, the more you are anchored to this world and all its troubles. Find protection, freedom, and peace in God, and don't let the world rule you. Travel the road with Jesus Christ and learn to walk upright in the Spirit instead of bent towards the world like the flesh. You will soon see just how invaluable the things of the world are, and just how corrupt the flesh really is. The light of faith is like darkness to the flesh. Thank you, and may God bless you.